Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The great Joe Beninati is back on the bench. Love having him on always. And the Capitals are on quite a tear after finally dethroning the monstrous Penguins. They moved on to the conference finals where they had two huge wins down at Amalie Arena in Tampa. And then they go home and get rocked 4-2 by the Lightning in Game 3 tomorrow night, Game 4. Obviously, Joe, you can't, in my view, let Stamkos, Kucherov, and Hedman get on the board in a game. If they get on the board in hockey games, you know what happens.
No, you're right, Scott. You're definitely right. And at least for that game, you know, what's the coach's expression all the time? I need my best players to be playing their best in the biggest games. That was a huge game for Tampa Bay last night, and you got prime performances from Stamkos, from Kucherov, from Hedman, and most importantly, I thought, from Vasilevskiy. I thought he was truly the difference over the course of the whole game. Tampa Bay needed that game. They deserved with the outcome last night. They were better than Washington. They wanted it more. And I think, you know, I made a note to my note card right away that they were the more physical team. In the first 5 minutes of the game, they came out with their hitting shoes on, and they did what they had to do.
What do you think of that that kid Point and the difference he's made for Tampa?
Exceptional. Great quickness and the ability to work, you know, very, very well on that line. You know, that whole group was fantastic with Johnson and Palat. I know they moved Palat to the top line last night, but Point and Johnson and Palat were really good in the Boston series, neutralizing the Bergeron line. So he has the ability to play two ways. His speed and quickness help out on the defensive end, but when he gets the puck, Scotty, from blue line in, from top of the circles down, well, he's exciting, and he's one tough cover.
Are you telling me that did Kuznetsov really have 12 shots in that game?
You know, here's the great thing. You know, we watch players develop over time, and Evgeny Kuznetsov is a marvelous talent, Scotty. He's just 25 years of age. The Caps had very, very high hopes for him when they used a first-round pick on him. And what's happening, and I'm not trying to overblow this, but when people hear the names I'm going to compare him to, they might accuse me of this, but it's what's happening right before our eyes. Kuznetsov is not the two-way player that Pavel Datsyuk is, but to me he has a little bit of a hybrid combination of Datsyuk and Fedorov. He's such a brilliant skater. He's as fast as Sergei, but Sergei was more electric. Kuznetsov is just a glider. His effortless skating ability is so good, and he has some of the shiftiness and the handle of Datsyuk too. And when he's playing at that level, he's otherworldly, Scotty, and he's helping to bring the best out of Alex Ovechkin at a time when Alex wants to be at his best.
The great Joe Beninati back on the bench, the Caps, legendary play-by-play voice. So let me ask you, do you hear these chirps that they're, you know, they started up again after they lost last night, that they're going to blow this series that they win two in Tampa? Has there been some smell of that in the air, the talk of here we go again? Because I know a lot of people that I've talked to tonight are like, and last night after Tampa won, that are on Tampa to get back into the series and win the games in D.C. Are you actually buying that? Because I'm not sure I am.
I'm not going to buy it right away. I'm not going to buy it until I see Tampa even the series tomorrow night, and I'm not so sure that they will. I have thought in the first three games that Washington has been the better team five-on-five. There were two odd penalties last night, Scotty, that gave Tampa Bay momentum right off the jump. It was you don't see a goalie get called for tripping very often. It was definitely a penalty. And you don't see a closing your hand on the puck type penalty on Lars Eller every day, but Tampa Bay, to its credit, converted. And assistant coach for the Caps, Lane Lambert, he was worried about Tampa Bay's power play coming into this series, and for good reason. I mean, look at the talent they throw out on the ice 5-on-4. It's downright scary. And that turned the game in their favor. And I told you, they deserved it last night. They played harder than Washington. I fully expect the Caps now will bring their best punch to Game 4, knowing that they can take a good stranglehold on the series. I know why Caps fans, and I know why people who are familiar with the Capitals playoff history will sit there and go, oh no, is it happening again? Well, again, I just find that this team has a different type of resolve and resiliency this year, and I don't think, I can tell you for sure, within that dressing room, they're just focused on game four, and they're confident that they're going to get it.
So how is the Wilson-Strawman thing playing out? Wilson upset with the boarding shot that Strawman put on his head, and he said he got a bad goose out of it, and he didn't seem to want to, he admits that he basically said, I get it. If it was the other way around, though, the league would be looking at this, but apparently they're not going to look at the Strawman hit.
I'm just curious, Scotty, is he your kind of player? Because to me, it would seem like he would be a Farrell-type player. Wilson, I think, plays the game so hard, and he's built like a Mack truck, and he has been accused, sometimes rightfully, sometimes wrongfully. He's earned a reputation. He gets a lot of scrutiny from the officials. And I think Tom just reacted last night in the aftermath of that hit saying, hey, please, just be sure that you're going to look at it both ways. He's come under a lot of scrutiny this year. It started in the preseason. He was suspended for a hit in the preseason. He's become a repeat offender. He just wants it to be called fairly. When questionable calls or blindsided calls like that or hits are made like that, he wants the Department of Player Safety to take a look. I had no problems with him offering his opinions last night. I know the young man since he was 18 years old, and he speaks very, very eloquently about the subject. He's not a dirty player. He tries on every hit to make a collision with shoulder. You don't see forearms. You don't see flying elbows and high sticks from Wilson.
Well, I mean, he's the kind of guy you want on your team, and he's the kind of guy you hate if he's on the other team, and he is a physical monster presence on the ice, and I think he puts the fear of God into some guys like old-school type hitting. So they got their eye out for him. I think the league has changed so much in regards to, frankly, Joe, heavy hitting. I mean, anymore, a really good heavy hit turns into a penalty instead of
a
clean hit.
Or a fight. The other guys get I have to stand up for my guy. Even though it was a clean hit, we have to fight. Those are the ones I don't like either. But, the blindsided hit that he received last night, he didn't appreciate. And he'll, again, as long as he keeps his head, the biggest thing for Washington is to not take penalties. So do not get drawn into anything after the whistle. Do not get drawn into any sort of quid pro quo to try and get back on Strawman. No. If the officials are going to call it strictly, you have to. If you're from Washington's side of the street, you have to stay out of the penalty box.
Joe, let me ask you real quick. I know you're not going to slam him, but I thought Lars was out of his mind last night. I mean, none of them are that drastic, but he sure took a lot of penalties. And in my opinion, they can't win hockey games if a guy like him is going to take that many penalties in an important game.
And it's funny because we had heaped all sorts of accolades upon him, especially since Nicklas Backstrom was injured in the Pittsburgh series. Eller's been terrific all playoff spring, but especially in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
And things didn't go well for him last night. And Lars is the son of a coach, Scotty. He knows the game very, very well. I fully expect him to bounce back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. He's another big physical presence. He's hard to play against. And when he was in Montreal, it's tough for Montreal to be patient. You'd always heard coaches and scouts saying about Lars Eller, I see what you're talking about. I see all the attributes, but I just need a little bit more. I just want a little bit more. All of a sudden, the Capitals are getting that little bit more from Lars. They couldn't be happier with him. But last night was a rough performance with the penalty box.
I got to ask you, just so you know, the reviews are in on my after the Penguins lost to the Capitals. According to Carver High, my producer, he said that I took it well and that I handled it well and relatively, injury-free, duty-free. I was he thought there was potential that night for me to, jump off the George Washington Bridge and things of this nature. But the reviews just came in a few days ago that I absorbed the difficult loss well and handled it well based on the overall review was that the Penguins had won back-to-back. So winning that many Cups, five, and back-to-back twice, that I handled it better than most did. Like, there are a lot of people in Pittsburgh with razor blades, things of this nature. But they're saying that Pharrell took it well. How did it feel, Joe, to finally get the monster off your back?
For people here in Washington, Scotty, it was amazing. It was terrific. And there's been a malaise in this sports town with respect to not just the hockey team, but football, basketball, baseball, the four majors, of some way, somehow being prevented by some mysterious curse to get to a conference final, to any sort of a Final Four type scenario. So for Washington to get there for the first time in 20 years and to do it against a team that has just tortured them in the playoffs, there was a great sense of relief. There was a lot of celebrating going on in D.C., but most importantly, the team realizes they're only halfway home. You know, they haven't accomplished anything. They've moved away. They got out of the Metro Division, but their goals are far bigger than that.
Yeah, they're 6 wins away from a Stanley Cup. Joe, you've done it a long time. What would it mean to you? Do you smell it? Can you feel it? Do you think that they're – by the way, Winnipeg just scored. It's 3-2 early, 20 seconds into the third period. It's 3-2 Knights. Like, can you feel something here beyond a 2-1 lead? Can you feel – as though you're on the cusp of something very special? Do you have that sense, or do you just handle it like, I got a job to do every night, I got to call these games, and I can't get too emotional?
Well, at this point in time, you know, we're not calling them. We're doing pregame, postgame, and all sorts of analysis. But I know you are a game caller, and you know that in my heart of hearts, I wish that I could be calling these games right now. I'm connected to them in a pre- and postgame scenario. I do get the sense that this team is different, Scott. And I think the last two teams that Pittsburgh put out of the playoffs were both better on paper. But for whatever reason, something is connected about this team, and they've been more committed to the game plan, right down to the fine point, to the finest detail. And that's what really helped them in the first two games of this series against Tampa Bay. I do feel like there's something special, but even if they were to get rid of Tampa Bay and win the East, I'm watching on Pharrell-a-vision right now two incredible hockey teams. So there's no guarantee that they're going to get to those 6 wins, but it sure feels like they could this time around.
Do you think it, so when you're telling me you don't get to call the games, I forget these things because there's so many of these games on. You call the games all year. Do you feel that it's BS that you don't get to call those games?
No, Scotty, it's about money. And it's, first of all, it's not about me. I wish we could be doing it. Craig Lachlan, Alan May, Al Kokin, and I, we would love to sink our teeth into it from a play-by-play and color commentary type analysis standpoint. But at this point in the year in the NHL, NBC paid, I think it was $2 billion for a 10-year deal. This was back in 2005. So it's coming to a close, but they paid for exclusivity in rounds 2, 3, and 4. So as local rights holders, we can do the first round, but then you got to wave bye-bye to them in rounds 2, 3, and 4. And that's just the way it is, and I understand the business part of it. Personally, it's really, really hard. There is going to be a day when Washington wins the Stanley Cup, and I won't be putting my description to it. And that's hard for me to swallow, but it's not about me. I'm all about seeing the fans do it. I'm all about seeing ownership and management celebrate, and the players and coaches who've been so incredibly cooperative to me for so long. I want desperately for them to get over the hump and win it all.
Screw all of them, Joe. I want you to get a ring.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that.
I hope you get one. I'll be pulling for you. You know I will. Hey, enjoy the game tomorrow night. It should be great. 2-1 series. The series is going to start getting really delicious. As always, much appreciated you coming on CBS Sports Radio with us, Joe. Enjoy the game tomorrow night.
My pleasure, Scotty. Call me anytime.
Joe Beninati, the one and only, the voice of the Caps, the legendary announcer in D.C. with us talking about their series. They resume tomorrow night in D.C., Game 4.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.